Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Crawley.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you this morning, although not in person. Jane and I at this moment are in Oslo in Norway. At a European prayer conference that we're involved in speaking at, but we are with you in heart and spirit. So we're looking forward to what God is going to do through what we share this morning, not just today, but through the autumn. So we kind of want to share a little bit what's on our hearts, what God has been saying, because there's a continuum with what God is doing at this time. And hopefully you've had a good summer, you've had some time to relax, get refreshed, ready for a new season this autumn and all that God wants to do in all of our lives personally, but also for us together as a church. We've personally had a wonderful summer. We had a great time in the States with some of our family there, which was wonderful to spend time with the grandkids and with our eldest son there. For many of us, we had a great time at Big Church Festival a couple of weekends ago. And the time we had in the morning as Kingdom Faith, some just amazing times of worship, what God was sharing, doing, saying. And I just want to say a huge, huge thank you, firstly, to the worship team, because you guys were amazing. You were brilliant. And not just the guys that were on the platform, but the other guys in the worship team that were involved, just helping to champion, to help set up, pack away, the sense of just being a worship team. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, guys, for just flowing and going for it in that context. Yeah. We were just who we are, you know, which was wonderful. Everybody else on the team and others in the church, where everybody was just carrying this, hey, we're all in this together. This what an amazing opportunity and time to be together at Big Church Festival. And I know from stories we've had since then, from people that are not part of Kingdom Faith, that just turned up in the mornings or heard what was going on and just what is happening in this worship tent at this time in the morning. So many people were blessed and encountered the Lord and heard things maybe that they hadn't heard in certain ways that we were sharing. So I know many others were really blessed. And even something Jane and I were at earlier in the week, just gone past, people saying to us they were there, not part of Kingdom Faith, and how blessed they were, and just encouraged and strengthened through what was happening. Yeah. So, yeah, great summer. And we are looking forward to what God wants to do over the next few months during the autumn. And I think all of us would say that we have a sense of God is moving in the nation. And there, again, lots of stories coming from different parts of the nation where people are getting saved, people are coming back to the Lord. There's an increase in prayer going on. I mean, at this moment, this weekend, we're halfway through two individual national weeks of prayer. Last week, 24/7 prayer initiated a week of prayer. This week coming, it's the national week of prayer that lots of different organizations, prayer movements have kind of been initiating. So we're halfway through 2 weeks of national prayer for our nation. I mean, wow, when was the last time that happened? There's an increase of hunger to worship, to go deeper with God, and the understanding that as well as God moving, it's a time to press into Him more than ever in our own personal lives. So it's exciting what's going on. And for me, a way of describing it a little bit is like God is moving, but it's like a tsunami. We're right at the beginning of something and it's unstoppable in terms of what He is doing. And the nation needs God, right? The nation needs God to be moving, and He wants to move in the church and He wants to move through the church. And the scale of what He wants to do, the reaper is going to overtake the sower. We're all going to be standing there in these coming months and years going, wow, look at what God is doing. It is awesome. And this tsunami, this force, this momentum in the Spirit, he's invited us just to join in with what He's doing. And I think Micah 2 verse 13 sums it up. It says this, "The one who breaks open the way will go up before them." And He is the one. He is the breaker. He's the breakthrough. And I think God's saying, look, guys, you don't have to try and break through. I am the breakthrough. I am the one breaking through. And then it says, they will break through the gate and go out. And what does that mean? It means we come into a spacious place of God activity. And it says their king will pass through before them. This is about the king coming and passing through before us, the Lord at their head. And so he's calling us up to break through as he is the breaker, that we therefore break through with him.
It's just been such an amazing year, I think, of God calling us up and up higher to be with him and walk with him and spend time with him. And when we do that, we see more of God activity going on around our lives. And the Monday after Big Church, that night, midnight on Monday, I couldn't sleep and I just felt to get up and go and just spend some time with the Lord. And as soon as I sat down to do that, I just heard him say, come up here with me. And this sense of there's more that he wants to do and show of himself and reveal of himself at this time. And I read those words in Revelation 4 in the Passion Translation. It says, ascend into this realm. And when he said that, I was like, wow, this is amazing, because this wasn't a striving or a climbing. This was, he just wants to reveal more of the kingdom, more of, you know, Revelation 4 is about going through that open door into the throne room. And we know that we're seated in heavenly places. That's what Ephesians 2 talks about. But actually, it's living and experiencing the King of Glory in more and more ways and in this season. So there's more of us. When he says, come up here or ascend into this realm, it's like, wow, there's more of him he wants to reveal to his people, which is so exciting. Yeah. And then I felt him speak to me about arise, shine, your light has come. And that's well-known verses in Isaiah 60. And I felt to read it again in the Passion Translation. And I just want to read it to you. Just receive what the Lord is saying over us and over his church. Rise up in splendor and be radiant, for your light has dawned and Yahweh's glory now streams from you. Look carefully. Darkness blankets the earth and thick gloom covers the nations. But Yahweh arises upon you and the brightness of his glory appears over you. Nations will be attracted to your radiant light. And in the Passion Translation, he translates that as also meaning to your revelation and understanding, nations will come. So there's something that we carry as Kingdom Faith that people are going to be drawn to and know they need to hear, because it's the word of God. And kings to the sunrise glory of your new day. Lift up your eyes higher. Look all around you and believe, for your sons are returning from far away and your daughters are being tenderly carried home. Watch as they all gather together, eager to come back to you. These are just so amazing, amazing verses, and just receiving them and believing the hour that we're in and what God is doing in our midst in bringing back our sons and daughters, bringing in those that need to be here, calling in those who have the same DNA as us, and people coming from the nations to this place and to us as a people because of what God is doing. Amen. It goes on to say, then you will understand and be radiant and you will flow together. It says in the notes, your heart will be thrilled and swell with joy. The fullness of the sea will flow to you and the wealth of the nations will be transferred to you. Such amazing promises. And it's like, it's a now word. This is now that we're living in. And we know that the Lord has been speaking to us of increase. You know, Isaiah 54, enlarge the place of your tent. We had a bigger tent or a big tent, a big church day, festival. But let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. And with increase coming, not just of God and his presence, but of people and what that looks like, it means for each one of us, there's a stretching. For each one of us, there's a giving. For each one of us, there's a surrender to more of God and to more of his purposes. And that's a kingdom people, isn't it? That's not just coming to church on a Sunday. That is a kingdom people moving with God because he's on the move and being ready and strengthened to move with what he's doing and to carry what he's doing. Someone recently in the body had a word from the Lord. They were driving in their car and they were in fifth gear and the car started to judder because they were in the wrong gear. And they said out loud to themselves, you need to find another gear. And as soon as she said that, the Lord said to her, you do need to find another gear. And basically he was saying fifth gear is okay for cruising and it's economical, but you can't pull in fifth gear. There's no traction. And it's not about us going faster or just doing more. It's about changing gear for the more that God wants us to carry with us and for him in this season. Mm. Because the kingdom is advancing. And if we're a kingdom people, we need to be ready to move with him in what he's doing. And like Clive said, we're in a season of prayer and fasting all over the earth, not just this nation at this time. And can I just encourage us to really get plugged in to prayer and fasting? Fasting changes your life, and because it's more of him and less of us. And that's what we want, isn't it? More of Jesus and less of us, less of our flesh, less of our resistance, and just more of him. And so for us to be this kingdom people, there needs to be more of him in our lives. And this looks like something. And I just want to touch on two very practical things. And one of them is I felt the Lord say he wants to put his finger on things in our lives. And the way this came about was I woke up a couple of weeks ago with this pain in my neck and my shoulder and my back. And it didn't go away after a few days. I tried everything myself and it wasn't shifting. And I knew I needed to get this sorted before big church. So I went to have a massage. And this was like a deep tissue massage, you know. And as she's like really pressing in and pushing into things in my back, and there was a few things going on there, she started to work on my neck. And as she started to push very deeply into something that there I could feel, all of a sudden, I started to cry. Just tears were just rolling down my face or down this side. And it was a release. It was a release of a blockage, something in there. It was an emotional release. And I knew as soon as it started to happen, what was going on. And it was this emotional pain I was carrying and it needed to go. And for me personally, it was an offense and something I was angry about. And the Lord showed me and needed to deal with it. And he just said to me, I'm putting my finger on it. And I'm putting my finger on things in the body, things that people are carrying, things that are causing them pain, things that are holding them back. I want to put my finger on those things to bring freedom. And in the body, there are emotional, in our physical bodies, there can be emotional, mental stress, anger, offense, all kinds of things that go on that get stored in our body. They can manifest as sickness or pain or whatever. But in our body, some of this is going on. And God wants to put his finger on these things and bring freedom from them so that we can move forward together as a body. These things can wear us down. They can be a distraction. And we want to be able to be free to move with the Lord and move with one another. That's the way God moves, isn't it? Through his kingdom advancing in us as a people together.
Yeah.
And that requires us to maybe have a massage, maybe let someone hug you or touch you, have a conversation with somebody, forgive somebody, just let go of whatever it is that the Lord wants to put his finger on in your heart and life at this time. And we recently had somebody come to us who did this in herself. She was humbling herself and opening up to us because she had been struggling with some physical symptoms in her body that were quite serious. And she'd gone to the doctor and the doctor was referring her to a specialist. And the potential diagnosis was something that put a lot of fear into her because in her family, they had that sickness going on in her family. So there were generational sickness, if you like. She was very scared. She was very stressed out about it. And what she decided to do was she felt Lord was saying, you need to open up and you need to talk about this to somebody. And her words were, despite the fear she was facing, despite the pride, and despite what would have seemed like a lack of faith to talk about it, she decided to come and ask for help and for prayer. So we prayed for her. We anointed her with oil. And we came against this stuff. And the next day she messaged us to say that everything, the symptoms, the pain, everything had completely disappeared. Mm. And it was a miracle, complete miracle for her. And as it was, she had to still go and see the specialist because she had an appointment. And the specialist was like, well, what's gone on? When she described everything and the fact that she'd been referred, he was like, well, what's happened? And she explained and he said, well, there's no way this could have gone overnight, even if it had been something lesser than a serious diagnosis. If it had been a deficiency in you, there's no way it would have gone overnight. So he realized something had happened in her.
Yeah.
And this lady is now buzzing with the fact that she had a miracle. But she's also buzzing with the fact that if she hadn't opened up, she wouldn't have received her miracle. Mm. And also, what was interesting, this particular sickness or disease was attacking her in an area where God had spoken to her she needed to be operating in and moving out in with him. The enemy was trying to steal, kill and destroy, rob from her the very thing God was asking her to do.
Yeah.
And the season that we're in, the enemy wants us to retreat and not advance. He wants to rob us of the very thing God wants us to advance in. It could well be generational bondage that's going on in your life. You might well recognize fears or anxieties or sickness or whatever that has gone on in others before you that keeps causing you to shut down and shut off and shut away when the Lord is saying, hey, guys, we need to advance and we need to advance together. Yeah. Things maybe in our lives where that shuts us out, shuts us off, that shuts us off from him, tightly shut up, that word that the Lord brought, the King of Glory wants to come in. Mm. And we need to let him in.
Yeah.
And this will bring unity between us and a love between us and a depth between us when we're prepared to open up about these things going on in our lives. A unity where as a body we're advancing together like this army that the Lord has been speaking about where we are with and for one another and not fighting one another and letting go of those things, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
Mm.
Should we pray?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be important for us to respond. Yeah. This first part is very much our relationship with God and our relationships with others. And in a moment after we've prayed and just spent a bit of time responding to the Lord, we're going to then move on to, you know, what does it look like through our lives, you know, out into the world and stuff. But it's important that we just take some minutes to respond to the Lord and allow him to break things open, you know, and deal with stuff that he wants to deal with. So you don't have to stand at this moment. You can stay, you know, seated where you are, but we're just going to lead through some prayer and lead through some response at the moment. So, Father, we thank you that you are the breaker. You are the breakthrough. And Father, we thank you that you are the breaker in our own personal lives.
Yeah.
And for breakthrough, where things have been tightly shut up, we thank you that those things are broken open in the next few minutes. And there's a release of who you are in our lives to bring healing, to bring freedom, and even deliverance in different ways.
Thank you.
So just whatever your circumstance or situation in response to what Jane's been sharing, just bring yourself before the Lord. Just talk to him. Say, Father, I want to respond to you and I want to come up. I know there's more. Father, I want to move with you in these days at the pace that you are moving at, in the gear that you want me to be living in at this time. Mm. If you know there is any offence or any forgiveness that you need to give to others at this moment, maybe if there's some anger or frustration in any way, or any upset at this moment in your life, like Jane said, when the lady pressed a certain point in her back, there was pressure and there was some pain and it brought some tears, but then suddenly there was the breaking down of what was in there and then there was release. And maybe God's just speaking to you about some things. If maybe people talk to you about something, your reaction is you get angry, you get very defensive, you get annoyed with them, frustrated. That shows there's an area you need to surrender to the Lord. And in all these ways, that's where we humble ourselves. Maybe there's some blame, where you blame some others for something, and blame doesn't bring freedom, it actually brings frustration and ultimately unforgiveness and even bitterness in our lives. And we just want to bring ourselves before the Lord right now. Maybe there's fear that might want to take a hold of us because there might be a diagnosis or a situation, a circumstance that would cause us to fear. It's important that you just bring that circumstance, that situation to Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you that you are freedom, that you are forgiveness, that you are healing.
Yeah.
Father, as we bring ourselves before you, I thank you for your healing being released mentally, emotionally, physically, in the same way that you healed that lady, she opened up and shared what was going on in her life and we were able to pray with her, there was a release of your healing grace. Mm. Because you want us to move forward together, not in silos, not in isolation, not trying to deal with everything on our own, but as a body.
Amen.
And we thank you there's power
that's
released when we walk in the light with each other.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father.
Yeah, Father, we thank you that you want us to change gear, enable to carry more of you.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord, as we surrender to your word and to your ways. Things come off of our lives that we've been carrying so we can carry what you want us to carry.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord, this is all done in your love and in your the power of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
and in grace with one another for the more of you to be expressed amongst us and the more of your glory to be seen, the King of glory coming in, the King of glory coming in our midst. And through us, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we say yes, Lord Jesus, in this season. Yes, Lord Jesus, to everything you're doing in our midst. We thank you, Lord.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, for more of your power and your might in our midst, Lord Jesus. Mm.
Thank you,
thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Father, I just thank you for a revelation of your love right now. Just believe some of you this morning just need to have this revelation from the Lord by the Spirit. You are loved. Just believe the Lord is saying to some of you, I love you with an everlasting love. I have always loved you with an everlasting love. I have made you worthy and acceptable in my sight because I love you. Father, we just thank you for that revelation right now. We take authority over every lie of the enemy this morning that would say contrary to what your word says. We don't believe the lies of the enemy. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you enable faith to be released in each of our lives, to believe, to receive, and to respond to you this morning. So that there's no lameness in our lives. We're not limping along, but we can walk spiritually healthy, emotionally healthy, mentally healthy, and physically healthy. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this week of prayer and fasting. Father, I thank you for your grace being released right now to pray and to fast. We thank you for the spirit of prayer that is increasing in these days. It's becoming easier to pray than not to pray. And I thank you, Father, you enable all of us to come into that flow of prayer, the spirit of prayer, that anointing to pray and to fast.
Thank you.
I thank you, Jesus, as we make space and time, your grace is released. The anointing is released. Faith is released. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so good. We're just going to share for another few minutes and then again, just pray at the end of that. And this week, prayer and fasting is an amazing opportunity to come up higher with God, to be consumed with Him, which is really important. And as part of that, He downloads His heart and what is on His heart. And we know in this season that He is reaching out to so many people that don't yet know Him, or those that have known Him but walked away from Him. His heart is to draw them back. And somebody in the church had a vision of the church standing on the shoreline, looking at the coming blessing, all that God was saying. And people were excited looking at the blessing. And as this wave came in, the wave was actually full of lost people, lost arms reaching out through the waves. And in this vision, it was like everybody on the shoreline needed to reach out and to grab the arms of those that were in the wave that was coming in, because this blessing was full of souls that needed to be rescued. And God in this vision was asking, are our hearts open and ready to reach out, to grab them and to bring them in? And I believe that's part of what God is doing at this time. He's working in us and in our hearts so that we don't live with blinkers or blind spots, but our hearts and lives are wide open for all of those that we're praying for, reaching out to and have on our hearts to come to know Him. And as part of that, you know, just a reminder of the big picture of what God is doing from Genesis to Revelation. The big picture is whoever He calls in any generation of time, right from Genesis to now, because we're in Bible times now, because Jesus is still yet to fulfill everything that is written in the book of Revelation, and even a couple of covenants in the Old Testament that are still to be fully fulfilled. So we're living in Bible days now, the fulfillment of His promises and prophetic words being outworked. And one of the threads that runs through the Bible is in every generation, He calls His people who know Him to live as a sent people. And that's a lifestyle, not an activity, an activity that we do every now and then. It's a lifestyle, the way that we live as a sent people, praying for, reaching out to those that are around our lives. So what does that living sent look like today for us? It's the Great Commission, go and make disciples. But that has to look like something. What does that look like? And one of the brilliant opportunities that we have this autumn is, as a church, we're running Alpha in all four congregations. The Holy Spirit Day we're going to do together as a church, and all those that we're inviting and reaching out to at this moment and over the next even week before Alpha starts on the 15th of September. You might have already invited someone and they've said, oh, I'm not really interested, or no, thanks very much. Well, how many of you know that when we pray, things can change? And when we pray, we can ask again. And who knows that instead of it being I don't know if I'm really interested, it can be, actually, I've been thinking about what you've said to me and what you've asked me. And actually, I mean, I'd like to come and check it out and see what it's all about. So let's pray and we can ask again. Maybe for some of us, we've not asked yet. And we thought, well, I'm not really sure what they're going to say. Well, let's give the invitation. And how many of us know that sometimes when we do what God has put in our hearts to do, and we give the invitation, or we say what it is that God has put in our hearts to say, the Holy Spirit at that moment can quicken something in our friend or family member or neighbor's or work colleague's heart to actually say, I'd really like to come. And we heard an amazing story the other day from one of our partnering churches where they're starting an Alpha and they've been praying for people and he went into a restaurant, I think it was, wasn't it? It was a barber shop where he lives. And he went in and he to ask these two guys whether they'd be interested in coming to Alpha. And when he asked them at that moment on their phone, they were sharing a phone, they were checking out Alpha courses in the area. And it was like he walked into the barbershop and as he asked them, they were on the Alpha website. Where's the nearest Alpha? Because we'd like to find out more. I mean, how about that? So we just don't know sometimes. When God quickens us to go and do something, he's already working in the people's heart, ready to respond to what he wants to do. So let's join together our faith and our prayer this week as we're praying and fasting. Because when we pray, God answers. When we pray, it aligns our hearts and lives with his. And when we pray, we're praying for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we fast, we're making time and space in our week to pray. When we're fasting, we're saying, Father, we are dependent on you. We're not going to try and do things in our own strength. When we fast, what we're saying is, Father, we're going to focus on you instead of focusing on doing something else during that time. It's like things that could be a distraction or things that could take our time. We're actually going to fast those things and we say, no, we're going to focus on you. Fasting is fasting from food. So this week you might fast for one meal a day, or you might do a couple of meals a day, or you might sense God saying, I want you to fast food for the whole week. Or maybe he's saying, I want you to fast for this day or that day or whatever during the week. So just do whatever you sense God is saying in relation to fasting, and he will grace you. He will enable you to fast. You might feel a little bit hungry because it might be the first time you've ever fasted, or he might say to do something you haven't done before in terms of fasting, but he'll grace you for it. So when we're fasting food, instead we're feasting on him. And when we're fasting from food, he becomes our fuel. He becomes what we need. So that instead of food being our fuel, he becomes our fuel. So I want to encourage you with the prayer and fasting, do whatever he said for you to do. Fasting in and of itself without praying doesn't do anything. Fasting without praying, we're not into good works. We're not into, Lord, I'm fasting, look what I'm doing for you. He's like, no, just do what I've said for you to do. So go at his pace in your life this week in relation to what he is saying. And as we're praying this week, I believe what we're going to find is, especially when we're praying in tongues and in encounter nights on Tuesday and Wednesdays, Tuesday here in Horsham all together as congregations, or Wednesday locally where you are in your congregations, there's a lunchtime prayer meeting every day at 1 o'clock here that you, if you can make it, you're more than welcome to be part of. There might be online prayer times in your congregation where you can join online and pray. Whatever the prayer looks like this week, when you pray, what you're going to find is there's already a momentum in the spirit because God is already moving. As we mentioned earlier, this tsunami, this movement of God that is already in in action. And we're going to join in with the pace of the Holy Spirit this week. And in that, you're going to find a grace to pray. You're going to find you're going to hear God in your prayer. You're going to find a compassion and love for those that we're praying for is going to be activated also. So we're going to have a powerful week of prayer, but it launches us into this autumn. And all that Jane was sharing, all that we're sharing here, that we're opening up our lives, we're opening up our homes for all that God wants to do, for those that we're reaching out to. So invite the ones you have on your heart, bring them on the 15th of September to that initial evening and let God do something in their hearts and in their lives where they then say, hey, I'd love to come to the rest of this Alpha course and discover more of who God is. I've got loads of questions. I've got loads of things to ask. And let's see what God is going to do in so many people's lives in the coming months. We're going to celebrate loads of salvations. So this autumn's going to be a great time. We've got one or two guest speakers coming over the autumn time. We've got some men's prayer nights on the middle Wednesdays of each month. It's going to be brilliant having the guys coming together. We've got some nights to pray into the Middle East situation for Israel, the Jewish people, what God is doing in the Middle East, which is a very critical time at this moment. We're going to be praying for the nation as God is moving by His Spirit, but there's a lot of resistance. And we know because He is the breakthrough, He breaks through the resistance to then enable us to break through with Him. There's some critical things going on in our nation at this time. Decisions that the government are looking to make in terms of two states, the solutions, well, we find that's not in the Bible. And we want to pray for our nation to align with the kingdom and God's kingdom purposes and His word and all that He is doing. So we've got exciting days ahead. We're believing for an increase of salvations, an increase of miracles, an increase of God activity as He breaks through. We're praying for family members, friends, who have known the Lord to come back to Him so we can celebrate and rejoice with them and with Him in all that He's going to do during this autumn season. So let's all stand to our feet, shall we? Let's jump to our feet with great expectation. We're full of faith that all that He is going to do during this time. Let's just raise our hands to Him this morning. Let's just lift our hands in adoration for a few moments, exalting Him. Father, we exalt Your name. We praise Your name. We lift Your name above our lives, above those we're reaching out to. We exalt You over our nation at this time. We thank You that You are the breakthrough and that You're moving in our nation. We thank You for all the stories coming through of what You're doing. But Father, we know there's more. We know there's so much more that You want to do. And we position ourselves right now. We make that decision in our hearts and lives to position ourselves with You, with one another, for this autumn season, for all that You are doing and all that You want to do. Father, we thank You that You are already working in our friends that don't know You, our family members that don't know You and need to come back to You as well. Those around our lives that don't yet know, we thank You that You are already working in their hearts. And Father, I thank You that as we reach out to them, those that in that wave, reaching out with their arms for somebody to grab them, to bring them onto the shoreline of salvation. Father, we want to be those people that are not just standing and watching the wave going, wow, this is exciting. But we want to be, like it says in Matthew 9, those that are workers in the harvest field, taking hold of those that don't yet know You, or those that have just, for whatever reason, got confused or gone backwards, grabbing hold of them in that wave and bringing them back onto the shoreline. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We thank You and we praise Your name. Father, we thank You as we make space and time this week in prayer and fasting. We can never, ever outgive You. The more we give, the more we receive. And when we put ourselves in a place to give, we will receive. We will encounter You, meet with You,
Jesus.
We thank you that you are the breaker, the breakthrough, and that we come up with you and break through with you as you go out before us as our head. Father, we thank you that you are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. And we just declare that over our nation. The King is coming and he is unstoppable. He is the Lord of the armies of heaven. And he is coming and moving in our nation. And nothing is going to stop him. Father, we thank you for a harvest in our nation. Those who are in other religions, having a revelation of Jesus, being born again. Those that are caught up in all kinds of different ideologies, we thank you for a revelation of Jesus, being born again and coming into their salvation and freedom and healing. Those that just think, well, I don't know God. I've got everything that I need. We thank you for a revelation in their hearts and lives of their need of you. We thank you, Father. We just call on you as the Lord of heaven's angel armies. We just call on you, Father, to move in that way in Horsham and Burgess Hill, in Worthing and in Crawley and in the 25-mile radius in our nation. We thank you and we praise your wonderful name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Looking forward to seeing you during the prayer and fasting. Just get out there inviting those that are on your heart for Alpha, and let's see God do some wonderful, amazing things that give him the glory through this autumn season. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.